This is Negi. For the fourth quarter and FY 2016, I would like to talk about the results. Fourth quarter overview is shown on this slide. Net sales 21% up and operating income 70% up. There's going to be another slide later on. Tipping Point acquisition resulted in some deferred income, and in the second and third quarter, they were not included, but they were all included in the fourth quarter. So there was some accounting impact reflected in this result. Operating income, excluding amortization of goodwill, was up by 83%. Pre-GAAP numbers. The accounting impact is not included in this number. This is the net growth of 15% in yen. And without the exchange rate impact, this is 22% increase. And this is the progress against the forecast, and this is the US dollar-based number. I would like to skip this slide and go to this one. Tipping Point. What is happening with this situation? For Tipping Point itself, it's basically break even and pre-GAAP revenue versus cost, if you look at these numbers. In the first quarter, there was hardly any revenue, so from the second and third quarter, there was a major increase in profitability, 37% approximately. So this is actually higher than Trend Micro's profitability in terms of pre-GAAP. Tipping Point itself is showing healthy, profitable business, as you can see from this slide. And Tipping Point information is also separated out on this slide, but this is the only time we do so because it's not really an entity, it's basically a product, and it's going to be included in the cost of Trend Micro. So we will not be able to separate the numbers out very clearly going forward. So we are discussing how to disclose these numbers. For consumer and enterprise, we may separate the two categories, data center, cloud security versus the rest, maybe. So starting from this fiscal year, this is how we intend to disclose the number. For the first quarter announcement, we will try to plan how to disclose the number. Another thing I want to mention about this slide is that there's a deferred income from the acquisition, and this 3 billion is basically translating into profitability. So when you look at the whole company's number, please keep this in mind. 36% increase was seen in profit in Trend Micro as well. So both in revenue and profit, we are seeing very healthy growth. This is revenue by region. At constant currency, this is what the situation looks like, and there was a big Tipping Point impact as well, but in the other regions, we are also seeing double-digit growth. So there was a deferred revenue, and excluding this, I would say we are trending at around 20 or 15%-20% range. Sales by segment. Nothing special to comment on this slide. Cloud-related gross sales, 15% growth in yen, and without the exchange rate impact, this is about 30%. When we forecasted for 2016, 30% growth was forecasted, and it's more or less in line with our forecast. There were some weak quarters, so in total, it's just above 20%. But there were some stronger quarters with higher growth numbers. So for 2017, we can expect a similar level of growth. This is sales by region. A percentage for North America has increased due to Tipping Point acquisition. This is pre-GAAP sales growth, and at constant currency, this is the situation. Mr. Omikawa will explain this, but in Japan, we have seen a healthy growth in enterprise business. Enterprise versus consumer, You can see this is 43% growth in enterprise. Deferred revenue of 3 billion or so is included, and at pre-GAAP, this is 27% growth. So 27% is the true growth of our sales without the accounting impact. And fortunately, the consumer number turned from negative to positive. This is the balance of deferred revenue. And approximately half of this increase, 5 billion, was due to exchange rate. But the remaining 5 billion or so is due to deferred revenue and the pre-GAAP sales. Some of that portion is included in this number. This is the deferred revenue by region. Moving on to cost. As we have explained before, there are some ups and downs depending on first half versus second half because there are some variable costs, such as performance bonus paid to the employees, and there are some other such items, increasing the salary and benefit because of these variances. If the stock prices go up or the pre-GAAP profit goes up, the salary and benefit increases as well. So the expenses may go up, but this is also beneficial for the shareholders. There is nothing else to comment on this slide. I have already touched upon the pre-GAAP sales minus cost. Compared to the situation 1 year ago, 5 billion yen a growth or increase has been seen.
This is the cash flow and the operating income growth has made impact so that there's 60% growth year on year on cash flows. And we have not increased headcount that greatly. And as for the highlights, as already mentioned, net sales and the operating income have set new records. And network security and cloud-related products continue to grow in sales. We continue to maintain strong growth. And also in regard to tipping point, the pre-GAAP margins are higher than the rest of Trend Micro. Meanwhile, for the low lights, we see that continued consumer business environment remains tough. Now, when we look at FY 2016 numbers, this is the total of the four quarters. So I'll skip the details here. And I'd like to go into the subject of dividends. As for the dividend amount, this has been mentioned before, but since the acquisition of Tipping Point, there is a we are looking at 70% after we have made the adjustments, and we are looking at a dividend of 19 billion yen, or 141 yen per share, which is a record high and is an increase on a year-on-year basis by 28%. And this shows how we have made a return of cash to our shareholders, and we have set a record high. As for the forecast for this year, we're looking at around 5% increase in Japan. For North America, because of Tipping Point, we're looking at an increase of about 30%, and Europe, 5%. Meanwhile, on a dollar-denominated basis, we're looking at an exchange rate of 110 yen to the dollar and 120 yen to the euro. And ultimately, we're looking at a 12% increase in net sales at 147 billion yen and 37.5 billion yen operating income, an increase of 9%. And net income has this sort of situation because of the evaluated profits. And also for the tax rates, it was lower in 2016. Meanwhile, in FY 2017, we believe that it will return to the previous levels. So therefore, although it was high in 2016 remains flat for this year. It's not an extraordinary loss, but there are tax credits for development that impacted things for FY 2016. That concludes my explanation. And I would like to explain about the more detailed numbers later on in the Q&A session. Thank you very much for your attention.